Welcome back, y'all. It is the Coach's Corner podcast. We have a special guest. This is Brian, Coach Mo. We have a special guest, JQ, Coach John Hansberry. Today we're going to talk about our President's Day camp that's coming up and maybe give players some tips that they can use to develop in season. On top of introducing everybody on the show, that's what we got. Throw it to the intro, and then we're going to jump right into this because everybody's working on an abridged time schedule right now. So toss it to the intro, and we'll get back to it. All right, and we're back. My name is Brian. I am the marketing director for Coach Mo Athletics. Coach Mo, introduce yourself.
I'm Coach Mo, the founder and the president, I guess, of Coach Mo Athletics. Brian, this is going to be 7 years for us. It's going to be 7 years in business. I'm a certified speed and agility specialist, a basketball consultant. Have my own AAU select teams, played a college sports, but I played a little pro, a little bit real there, but we specialize in just building and creating better athletes. So I've been doing that for a while.
All right. Where can people follow you?
You can follow me on CoachMoAthletics.com. Also, Instagram, my favorite. And I need to get John here and get on TikTok. I got to give you some tips when you're up here. And then Facebook, Twitter, so every social media, except for Snapchat. I think my son needs to teach me Snapchat a little bit. And John, you can teach me TikTok. I'm going to crash course while you're up here.
Got you.
All right, John, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Absolutely. So I am a basketball trainer down here in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. Originally from Portland, Oregon, went and played college basketball in Kansas. Started basketball training there and then moved here about a year ago. I'm kind of starting fresh down here, but I'm a trainer, do individual group sessions, camps, clinics, those sorts of things. I travel around the country, coming out to Omaha to do this one. Super excited about that. Let's work with you guys. I'm also a social media influencer. I have over 200,000 followers across all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, all of those. I make a lot of content for players so that they can get better at home, get better in their area. And it's a great way for me to impact and help players all over the country and world. So basketball trainer. Yeah, that's about it.
We have this camp coming up and we've been getting a lot of buzz about it locally, but we want to really take this opportunity to kind of explain what we got in the works and what we have envisioned for this, because it's going to be pretty much everybody who hoops, all ages kind of camp. We're going to be splitting it up, of course, depending on grade and experience level and whatnot, but we really want to focus on delivering a high quality offering that is age appropriate, but also pushes the kids, challenges them a bit. And so, John, what's your overall philosophy when you're doing camps?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great question. So there's all types of different trainers, all types of different philosophies. Mine is really involved in game situational work. So I get players in game situations where they're going to be in games. Now, most of my camps, group sessions, individual sessions, I do a lot of ball handling stuff to start out. So I start off teaching ball handling in a few different ways. One is stationary, so where you're standing still working on ball control. And you go into semi-stationary where we start working on movements or we start working on little nuances and dynamics that will really help take your game to that next level. Because if you don't have that footwork down, you're not really going to be able to do things in games as far as handling the ball. Then I do moving stuff where you work on a lot of change of pace, change of direction. So that's something that we'll really focus on. And then from there, there's multiple different lessons or series that you can go through. I have about 30 different series that I go through routinely that players need to go through that are game situational. So I might be doing something out of a pick and roll, out of a wing ball screen. I might be doing something where you're coming off of a pin down. I might be coming where you're coming off of a curl and you have to get to the middle of the lane. What do you do? I give a player a series and then I give them different options. So you're either going to, if you lift high through your legs, you could potentially go downhill to the left, or you could anchor that step down and go through to the right, or you could pull up from that spot, or you could retreat. I give them different options. And then at the end, we'll go live. So we'll take the things that you learned, and you can do things all the time against air. But if you do it against a person, that's really a real live defender in front of you. That's where you really apply that. And that is what's going to take your game to the next level in games. So that's kind of my philosophy and how my workouts and things work. And that's what I'm going to be doing with you guys over there in Nebraska.
All right. Coach Mo, what's kind of, because we did, our last episode was about our 12 pillars that we're really focusing on and establishing. Give a quick rundown of the things that, you know, you really like to emphasize and focus on in your camps.
Oh, a lot like John there. That's perfect. I'm glad you're here. You're saying that. That's one thing I'm trying to bring to a lot of kids. I'm a big, believer in, I love summer ball. I love AAU. And the things you were talking about there is definitely, it's, I can go in the backyard and, dribble and beat my neighbor who's in second grade who doesn't play basketball, dominate, but I'm 16 and I need to go out and just, I actually got to go play somebody. And then my big thing is not only that is being explosive while you're doing these things. The speed and agility piece is me is building that total athlete piece of it. Now that I'm working on my handles, now that I'm working on my layups, now I'm working on my finishing, how do I explode? How do I go get an and one while I'm getting that, while I'm doing that? How do I explode and make the refs call that? A lot of kids now shy away from contact. And one thing I always try to tell them, it is so crucial that in a game time situation, you finish at the rim. And you finish at the rim. You stay balanced. You stay strong when you're doing those things there. And so my part I want to make sure I'm doing and keep doing as I come out and do these camps is be as strong as you can. Be as balanced as you can. Be explosive as you can as you're learning the basic skills of basketball. So you're going to keep yourself on the ground. I kind of read your story, an awesome story of mine is where I had a lot of talent, really wasn't mature enough to focus in on that in high school. So my career started a lot late and it hit me in the middle of college. Like, oh, I should be doing A, B, and C. And so my thing with doing with kids is if you have this early, if you have this mindset to go attack, to go finish, you have that early, you have a lot more success and you'll get on the court. And our thing, and me and Brian talked about it, parents said, hey, I want to come to your program. And the last coach was a terrible coach, was a bad coach. And I hate hearing that because I'm like, what made him terrible? We didn't play him. And then they'll send me some tape and I'll look and the kid's the last one down the court or they're fading away from the contact or they're not finishing at the rim and they're not using their left hand on the left side for a layup. And I said, that's probably why that kid didn't play a lot. And so it's just perfecting those things. It's just trying to be explosive with them every time you're on the court. And so the coach cannot pull you off the court for effort or for energy.
All right. So basically, you're trying to make it bulletproof. You're trying to make your presence bulletproof is what we're focusing on. Okay, that was great, guys. I think what we want to do now is, and this is going to be more of a free-flowing conversation. Let's talk about some things that we would like to, some of you guys put your heads together. I know you've talked before. Let's just kind of have a conversation about what we're thinking for the camp. And what kind of things we're thinking. The first session is going to be first through fifth grade, correct?
Yep.
So how would you guys structure camps for a first through fifth grade audience?
Absolutely. Yeah. So for a first through fifth grade audience, you obviously want to make it fun. You want to make it something where they're challenged, but not on that crazy level. You want to make it challenging and, have adjustments for the players who can handle it. But I want to set a good foundation because those kids are younger. Those kids don't know all the pieces of footwork. They don't know all the pieces of how to shoot. They don't know all the pieces of how to do the things that a lot of older players would come to know. But this is that time when they learn it. Okay, this is going to be it. I'm not going to structure it too much differently than I will with the older guys and with the elite guys either. It's going to be learning a series, learning moves, learning how to read and react, and really ultimately giving them the confidence to take the skills and take a lot of the skills that they learn and work on them at home because they can work with Coach Mo, they can work with me. I always say 90% of the time you're on your own and it's really about you doing what you can do to get better yourself. So right. These kids with a lot of stuff that they can take away and work on by themselves. Now they have the tools to work on those things and continue to get better. So it's having a fun environment where they can build confidence and take things away that they can work on. So.
Okay. All right. Coach Mo, what are you looking at for a first through fifth grade audience?
Yeah, and I love it. I'll piggyback on what John said is not only that, it's my help will be watching how it's applied and kind of like, so now let's apply. And so my part would be a lot of competition, kind of like competition. Now that you learn this, your videos are awesome, by the way, man. I needed you when I was young. And so just watching those, and then it's okay, now we're going to take you six kids and we're going to do it with speed, or we're going to do it with control and speed, and we're going to, and then we're going to time it. How do you get up and down the court while doing these moves in a certain amount of time? Because you may not be able just to sit there and dribble all day. I understand. I can't stand that Nebraska, I don't know, but down there, we don't have a shot clock. And you'll sit here and you'll see kids that are just isolate, dribble by themselves for 2 minutes. And I'm like, that's not going to work in college. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to work at any other level than your fifth grade YMCA team. And if you want to get better, you got to do better. So I'm going to be really focusing on the now turn it up a level. Now let's compete. You know, now let's jump at our highest point. Let's go get on that ball. Let's do those things there. So I think that'll be kind of the theme for both groups for me.
Right.
All right. All right. So with that first through fifth grade, now here's the kicker. So what happens if we have a fifth grader, and we've had a couple of them that come through where we have a fifth grader that might be good enough to run with the older kids? How would you kind of adjust your training for that little subgroup? Because we're going to have a couple of helpers out there too. But how would you, if you have a group of kids that's above grade level, how do we adjust for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing we could do is just move him up or her up. But if we're not going to do that, then I would say, because we have helpers, because we have people who are around, Coach Mo or I could step away, give them a little bit more, challenge them a little bit more with the skill work, challenge them a little bit more, and keep them a little bit separate when we do competitions, when we do things like that. So that way they can still be challenged and still continue to grow their game. Because I've had camps where there's players who are way above and way below skill level. And it's frustrating for me to see, because sometimes those kids don't respond well. They're like, this is easy, this is boring, fun. But so I would have to, you have to challenge them or give them this little extra piece that will make them challenge and have to work harder. So that's what I would do. Yeah. That's what we will do.
Yeah.
How about you, Coach?
Yeah, same thing is we get it, John. You've done it and I've done it, where you get this kid that's out of this world, you know, out of this world. You're like, oh, sweet. And it's like natural talent, and that kid needs to be challenged. We'll do that. I also want to throw this out here, T-John, to you, start thinking about it here. I'm looking at naming some camp MVPs, and I'm looking at those kids, not only those kids, I'm looking at the kids that might even be beginning, but they're watching what you're doing and they're applying it. They'll have plenty of time in this camp to apply what we're telling them to do. And I think we identify, you know, a few of them and say, listen, you are doing really good with what John's saying, with what I'm doing, what my coaches are doing. And I think that's going to be huge for them is seeing that. So I'm the same way. If you get one that's in there and they're doing that, so now the caution I always do when I tell parents is when they assume their kid's going to be one of the best ones coming in there. Mm-hmm. And John, you've probably seen this where I get messages every day. Hey, let me show you a video of my kid. He's the best fourth grader in the country. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Cause I don't know how you know that, you know, the fourth grader in the country, but I'm going to take him to the camp and just kind of do the same thing I would do with anybody else. You know what it is? And we get that all the time. Right. Best player I played with is Steve Davey, and he's from Muscatine, Iowa. And the guy was phenomenal. Lived on a farm and worked with me in a warehouse. And I needed a player for Hoop It Up. And this guy was out of this world. I thought, I had no idea. And we won a lot of games and championships and things like that when I was an adult with that guy. And it was because he came in humble. He would come to camps. He would be ready to work. And he told me how he kind of worked those things. And so I think we as trainers, we know that as we travel, we do things, we look for those kind of kids in this camp. And we look to, hey, I see something in this kid. We're going to work with you during this camp. But, hey, after you're done, I want you to follow up with John. I want you to follow up with Coach Mo. Watch John's videos. Watch it. Apply it. If you're a local kid in Omaha, come to one of Coach Mo's academies. Come try to get on the AAU teams, because I think we're all on the same page of you have to develop the players first. And every player needs to develop. You're going to get, 1% of the people are going to be God-gifted talent, and they don't need anything. I haven't met that person yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I'm right there with you. I think that's a camp MVP is an excellent idea.
Yep.
And so
All right. So now let's take that same question and let's put it towards the older kids, because now we're starting to get kids that have a decent amount of experience under them. And we're going to now take, we're going to go from beginner to more intermediate kind of players, intermediate and some advanced players. I don't know, Coach Mo, if you would classify even some of our top guys as exactly advanced yet.
Yeah, and that's I was a kid that could jump really early. I could dunk a basketball easily, but you talk about getting from point A to point B, you know, with the ball, it wouldn't happen. It wasn't going to happen because no one taught me. This isn't gonna work. And so even our top guys, you are dominating the weaker teams in your conference, or you're dominating. They may not have a good defender, but what happens when you play that top three teams in the state? And what happens when that 6'5" guy moves like he's 5'7"? And so now you have to figure out how to get it, be creative. And so when I watch your videos, I'm like, I send them to all my kids, and I'm like, gosh, this is the stuff you're talking about. You cannot just run in and just throw up the ball on a guy like that. You've got to figure out how to get into your bag. And I really think that's very important when we're doing this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and taking a step further with these intermediate play, obviously the skill work and things are going to ramp up, but also the live situations are going to ramp up as well. We're going to put kids in situations where they'll be in games, where they're coming off ball screens and they have a defender behind them, and then they have to play against a hedge or a switch, or put them in a situation where they're going to be in a game potentially. And that's what the kids love. They love going against each other. And if they don't, then you have to get with it. This is the game. This is the game that we play. You have to be competitive and you have to have fun with it and enjoy the challenge and enjoy the competition. So putting kids in more live situations as they get older too.
Yep. All right. So we kind of given you guys an overview, about 30,000 foot view of what this camp is going to look like coming up. Anything else you guys want to add regarding structure of the camp or things talking about your specific training methods? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want as many people there as possible that wants to get better at basketball. This isn't going to be, if you watch John, how he operates and how I've operated and how I've done around the city, I have kids that are, you know, playing Division I, starting for Division I schools right now, starting on TV, top 25 teams. And it was taking a little bit of what I had to say and do and applying it, what maybe their dads had to do, what the high school coach maybe had to do, maybe something like that. But they put it all together. And I think when you see these other camps, I think a lot of trainers have good intentions. And I really think they do. And I've more props to anybody who wants to work with kids. But we're trying to level up. We're trying to level up for the kids where it's like, thank you for coming out and dribbling a basketball. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you do with that basketball beyond just dribbling it with your right hand? I think that's where this camp is going to be very important to show. There, I have talked to so many seniors, and I've talked to so many college guys that are sitting here and ladies that are sitting here like, I cannot get off the JV team. I cannot break my top starting thing. And it's the coach. The coach hates me. It's because he hates me. And I look at their body language. I look at the other stuff there. And it's one thing we'll talk about there is everything's wrong with you right now. And it's not your skill level. It's like, but you're not leveling up. And I think if you're coming to this coach, we're going to teach you how to level up physically. But I think if you hear John's story, you hear my story, we're going to have, I have a great coach that played at Creighton University, Coach Randall, that's going to be there. He's going to be there. Hear his story. Coach Joel's going to help us over there too, as well, to hear these guys' story while we're there. And it's going to be, what does your body language look like? How much time do you spend, like John said, outside of practice? Why are you not doing these things? John, what's the temperature down there right now?
Temperature here is warm.
It's warm. So here, I'm originally from Durham, North Carolina, and I used to always tell my cousins things like that too. Like, why are you not outside? Why are you not dribbling a basketball? Why are you not running around a block. Why not jump roping? These are things that do not cost tons of money. I need to get into a facility. 70 degrees outside. And even here, Brian, it snowed last week, but it hasn't been as cold. We've had a lot of 50 degree days here where it's get out and do it. I think that's probably a big thing we're going to talk about in there is how do you apply everything we teach you, which is going to be phenomenal beyond this. And will you just take it and run, or will you be like, hey, I'm going to stay in contact with John and I might be in his area and drop down on the camp and, hey, John, while you're there, thanks for sharing these things you did when you came to Omaha. Hey, Coach Mo, I didn't know you were in the Bellevue area, the Omaha area, those days there. I have a fifth grader that's looking for a team. Oh, come check us out. And so we want to make sure you're leveling up and we're building the total athlete and a total player on and off the court.
Yep. So here's what I'll put out there, because I do a lot of the behind the scenes with Coach Mo Athletics, but I'm also a parent and I've been a consumer of other camps. And so being a consumer of other camps has kind of helped me and Coach Mo kind of put together our methodology for during the camps. And I'll be quite honest with you. Some of the other camps that I've had my kids attend were an absolute just, we throw all the kids in the room, we throw a couple of basketballs in there, and we put two coaches of varied descriptions in there. And they just have the kids dribble in a circle. If the kid can't dribble, they don't really ever get any kind of attention or anything. We don't run anything. It's not really that structured, is what I'm saying.
Yep.
The difference is we are really focusing on quality with the camp. And we're expecting a pretty big turnout. And so the challenge is going to be maintaining the structure of it. But the experience is there to structure this out to really give a great punch to what we're trying to do. What we want kids to walk away from with this camp, and I'll start and then you guys can add your piece in. What I would like kids to walk away from is a better sense of what they're supposed to be doing on the floor at any given time. You know, what in the situations that you're got the in game time situations you guys are going to put them in, I want the kids to walk away with a better sense of, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do out here. What would the kids walk away from your part, from your section of this camp? What are they going to walk away from?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of echoing you, knowing what to do in game situations, wherever they're on the court, if they're coming out, like I said, off of any situation, you want to know what you're able to do. But then past that is kind of knowing what to work on with that, because you're going to be taken through a whole progressional series where you work on certain things. And then you put it all together playing live. So now you know how to work on those things that will help you in a game. And then lastly is having that confidence. You're out here playing against people. I don't know what the turnout's going to be like, but hopefully it's people who know each other and they're going against each other. And it's people you want to build that confidence by playing against other great players or other players who are working just like you're working. So kind of building that confidence to, hey, I can play against these guys too. I can play against these pros too, that sort of thing. So really developing confidence in yourself as a player, knowing what to do in situations and just getting that overall experience.
All right. All right. All right. Coach Mo.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Competition, man. When I grew up, you played whoever's in front of you. You go to the local park, you played in front of you. You didn't run from the smoke. We call that a lot of guys run. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have good days. We'll talk about that. But this is your opportunity to step up. My thing is, like I said, it's going to be apply. Are you going to leave this camp a better player and apply it in 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, 3 months? You're going to be a better player. We talk about that with our pillars, Brian. I'm a pretty decent player after 3 months. Mm-hmm. If I keep applying, I'm an even better player after 6 months. If I keep applying and keep grinding after a year, I'm a really good player. I'm good. I'm good at something because I'm really applying it. And that's what we want to start planting that seed for these kids while they're here to start doing these things. And my challenge is, if you are going to come to this camp, bring your buddy that's on your team. Bring the whole team. If your team is trying to get to that next level, why not? Don't just make it be yourself. Bring the whole team. Right. You know, bring everybody out to get yourself better. You got a neighbor that's just going to try out for a select team next year. You think you'd be there? Bring them because they're going to learn something from them. We know, John, you played. Brian, you played sports. I played sports. You might have a roster of 12 kids. we know you're probably going to play 7 or 8 kids. So depending on, you know, 7 or 8 kids, are you going to break that? Are you going to even make that team? And on top of that, do you want to be on the floor? And right. So let's get everybody here and let's see everybody and show them what you got. And if it's stuff you don't know, that is great for me to be like, I thought I knew something at 12 that I didn't know, and now I just learned 10 more things. That is priceless information you're going to get. I think we all should be packing this gym for this and coming out.
All right. So speaking of priceless information, we're going to take a quick pause for the calls, and then we're going to come back. And Coach John, Coach Mo, I need you guys to maybe three or five things. I don't know. I'll let you guys pick that a player can do to improve in season. They're on the JV team and they're trying to make crack that varsity thing. So we're going to take a quick pause for the calls and then we'll come back to that. Welcome back. You got Brian, you got Coach Mo, you got Coach John. I'm really excited about this because now we discussed what our President's Day camp is coming up and it's going to be a collaborative project. Now we can get some stuff that you can really use because we're really hoping that you sign up, you come out to the camp, you tell people about it, and then we can start planning part two and part three and part four of this. But we want to give you guys something that you can implement now. We said 3 to 5, 3 minimum, 5 maximum. If you go above the max, hey, knock yourself out. What are some things that players can do in season to level up, to get to that next level, to get better? Part of it, we've discussed it with our Prince or with our 12 pillars, Coach Mo, but let's give some ironclad tips that a player can implement in season to get better.
Absolutely. I'll kick it off, I suppose. We can go one back and forth if you want.
Okay.
But my first one is consistent skill work. I preach this all the time. I remember when I was in high school, at the beginning of when I was in high school, I thought team practice was enough. I thought you go to team practice, you're obviously getting your work in, and then you go home and you're tired. But come later in my high school career, I knew I needed to level up in some way. And one of those was just being able to get shots up before and after practice, working on my ball handling before and after practice. Doing some moving ball handling or stationary ball handling may get you winded for 10 minutes, but don't worry about it like affecting your, you know, overall performance when you get to game time. If you're working on your skills, that's going to get you above the competition because most people think that team practice is enough. And you're going to be little by little getting better and better throughout the season when most people aren't. Working before and after practice is huge, 15 minutes.
All right.
That's number one.
My thing is right now, I think adjusting your body language and take a step back and see why you're where you're at. If you're scoring good, that's good. But how's your defense? Evaluate yourself. Are you rebounding? Are you engaged with the coach or the coach looking at you? Are you causing your team games by not getting back on defense? So I think in season, evaluate yourself now. And Brian, we talked about that being part of our pillars too. You can take a step back. You look at yourself and you'll probably find the 4 or 5 things that you're not doing that you're wrong. But if you're caught up emotionally in that moment, you're just going to react. And I think we put that in one of our parent and team rules is don't get so emotionally caught up and make a decision or blow up on the coach or blow up on the team. It's, wait a minute, like, are you doing everything you're supposed to do? So just take a time, evaluate. See where you're at, take a deep breath. These are also the times to ask the coach what's going on. Ask the coach what's going on. I think, hey, coach, I feel that I should be a varsity player. What am I doing? Or how can I get myself to varsity? And I get it. There's coaches out here are tough. Not every coach is going to be great. We understand that. But there are a lot of good coaches, and that conversation might be a 2-second conversation where they're like, I need you to put your hands up on defense. Oh, I thought I was. Let me show you a couple tapes. Oh, I guess I wasn't. And just using that to finish the season, like, stop, put your ego aside. Stop listening to social media guys and saying, oh, what I did, I went right to the NBA. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You're missing the 85 things you did between to get there. Don't do that to the kids. And stop listening to people that aren't in your situation. Hey, I love my dad. I love my mom. My dad didn't hoop. So to listen to him tell me about, why didn't you shoot that shot on there and why didn't you do like that too? It's like, man, it's you didn't. There's four people over there. I'm the point guard. I need to get to the middle of the court. I got to set up the play, man. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I think it's just realizing who you are and where you're at right now to finish the season off, take a deep breath, and see where you're at.
Okay, so what I have is, because that one is, that was a lot of concepts. What I would say is check in with yourself, because we talk about checking with your kids, parents checking in with the kids. Players need to kind of evaluate their own game, watch their own footage, check out and see if they're putting their own barriers in front of themselves. Is that kind of where we're at?
John, throw me another one. I know you got some. Throw me another one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of piggybacking off of controlling what you can control. A lot of things are out of your control. Your coach, he might not be playing you at that time. You might not be in a position where you want to be. So obviously you want to take a step and evaluate where you're at. But also, what can you control? Can you control your effort in practice? Can you control your body language when you're on the bench? Everyone knows you're mad when you don't high five anybody on the bench and you're not, everyone's clapping with you when someone makes it. That's something that you have to, you're not that important. Like, you need to be able to take a step back, understand that this is a process. This is things that a lot of people go, and you can either take advantage of it or not. Because no matter what, if your coach has it out against you, if you think it's not going to always change overnight, no matter what. So control what you can control. It's a process. Keep going. Little by little, good things will likely come to you if you continue to put in the work and continue to do the right things correct. Making it first in sprints, always being at practice on time, not having bad body language, always not necessarily being too invested in what the coach wants. But like you said, checking in, talking to them, seeing what they need, seeing what you can do better. And then applying the stuff that you can and working on those things. We all have our stories with that sort of thing. I've dealt with things like that too. And ultimately, I grinded it out. I didn't transfer. Not saying that's a bad thing. Sometimes transfer can be great. I did it, but it ended up working out for me. I had, a really good career in high school towards the end of my career. It's just controlling what you can control, working hard, and leaving the chips where they might fall.
All right. So what I'm doing is I'm kind of adding it to a scroll at the bottom. So ways to level up in season, and I'm just kind of putting it, checking what you guys are saying and putting in my own words, because I do have a limited space on this on the banners. But so I'm as you're talking, I'm kind of typing out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Coach. Coach Mo.
Man, this is great, man. I also would go back to what this is where I would probably start planning my goals. To what are my next steps? If we're getting to the January, February part, if you're a hooper, the next step is going to be AAU. If you're going to be playing summer ball and those kind of things there, and John knows and I know, the purpose of AAU is to get scholarships. It is to go, a lot. The main purpose is I need exposure. I want to be seen. I want somebody to see me. I want to be on some, I want to be somebody's guard. I want to be somebody's forward in college. I don't want my career to stop my senior year. And that doesn't matter if, and I always love this. I saw one of the worst tweets ever one day. And this guy was like, if you didn't go D1, it doesn't count. And I love that because I looked at the guy's profile. You never just set yourself up for that. But I looked at the guy's profile. I don't think he really did much. I think you got on the team, but you're probably talented to get on D1. I think he had 2 points in his career. And it's like, I was okay not going that route. A lot of kids are going that route, and you can be successful at any level. And so I think this time when we talk about it is set your goal for that next step. I'm going to AAU with the purpose of doing what? Doing what? My tryout is in March. Coach John and Coach Mo put on this amazing camp, the best camp I've ever been to. The best. Me too. And they're like, and so now I have 2 weeks to put my mind right and get ready. What are my goals? Goal. Do I make the team? Make the team that I want. Okay. They make the team that I want. Do damage on the other team that I did. I actually made. Average more rebounds than I did last summer. Average more. Play defense. Like John said, look at the coach I'm talking to him. Say yes. Hustle back. Set my goals now so I can set. Give yourselves 5 goals. And you can start doing this now. I start coming up with 5 goals. 5 goals. What I'm going to do now to get myself ready for the next step. for the next step? Am I ready for that next step? Am I going to play a spring sport? You can still play AAU, play a spring sport, or I'm going to play a spring sport, but get set that goal now. Don't just walk in there, come to tryouts, think I'm the tallest guy in the gym, so I'm guaranteed on the top team. And then you go out there and the littlest guy is crossing you over and dunking on you and you can't do anything. And now you look like the silliest guy because you're the biggest guy out there and you couldn't do any of that stuff.
Right. Okay. All right, John, it's on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, another one. This is more for the players who might be on VAR at this point, but feel like they need to continue to level up their game. One thing that I've noticed most game days, guys, when I was in high school, you wouldn't get a pregame workout in and wouldn't get shots in before the game. And I say that is crucial. I think that all players must do that. Some guys already do. Some coaches make that a priority to have the gym open early after school or whatnot. But to be able to be in a rhythm, when you're that young of an age and you haven't put in enough work or enough time into basketball, like for me at this point, like I can just get the ball and it's very fluid. I remember back when I was younger, it wasn't as fluid when I had handled the ball. I would get warmed up and then I'd be good. You know what I mean? Or I would be shooting and I might've been a good shooter. When you're cold or you haven't shot since the practice the night before, you're not as fresh as you might be. So I would say get into that environment. This is especially good for players who get nervous or have problems with that sort of thing. Get into an environment where you're shooting shots so you can get that confidence, where you're in the environment early, where you show up to the gym early before the game. So you adapt to the environment, you check it out, and then you're ready when you step on the court. It's okay. I've already been here for a while. I know what it is. That sort of thing. So kind of preparing yourself mentally for the game by preparing yourself physically. I'm not saying to do a full-on crazy workout, be sweating, just, you know, getting shots up, get to your spots where you're going to be and know what you can do. Do, you know, some stationary ball handling for a few minutes. Get the ball to stick, get the ball on a string, those sorts of things. That's really going to help you out for your games to play better.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. I'm about to scroll it here. Let's keep going.
All right. I think this is now where you start identifying your role for the older players. I think the older players, the high school, the varsity, the JV guys, start identifying what your role is. And everybody saw The Last Dance. I mean, everybody saw The Last Dance. And that was big for me because, you know, me and Brian are older. I'll be 43, a little older. And so we lived through that era and watched that live. We watched all that live. And you get these kids that think they have to just do everything. And I forgot the quote. Here's jack of all trades,
master of none.
Yeah, the master. So I'm a scorer, and I'm going to get rebounds, and then I'm going to play defense, and I'm going to dive in the floor. Whoa, that's great. That's great. So what happens in that game that you don't shoot? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So what was your role? I don't know. I think identifying what your role is when you're older. Are you Dennis Rodman? Dennis Rodman could score. We understood that. He could score. He did that. But his role for his team was to rebound, play defense, and get in the best player's head on the other end. And he did that, which created championships. Michael Jordan's role is to score. Michael Jordan's goal. He was a man. Pippen's role was to score. But now his score is to play defense on a 3, a 4, or sometimes a 5. It is out there. Look at Golden State. Curry has to shoot. Klay shoots. Everybody disregards what Klay does. Klay's a great defender. He's great, but before the knee injury, Klay was the top-notch defenders in there. And his role is, I'm going to shoot the open shots when I get them because I need to help shoot. But I will also cover your best two guard. Draymond, I'm going to bring the ball up. So I'm kind of like point forward, and I'm going to get all the rebounds. And I'm going to be the leader when Steph is sitting over here. Steph's doing like that too. So kind of finding your point at this point is like, here's my season. I'm 2 seasons in the high school, 1 season in the college. What I do is finding, you know what? I'm a rebound. My career is going to be playing defense and rebounding. I can score. I'm still going to work on layups. I am. But, man, can I help the team by getting 8 to 10 rebounds? I can be the man on the board. And it's finding that right now.
All right. So I think we're at a really good place here. Why don't we do – because we're about – 45 minutes in, and I know that, John, you got stuff coming. Coach Mo, you got things coming up. I got to wrap it up so I can edit this and get it out. So give us one more tip to send everybody home with, and then we'll wrap this thing up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think – that Coach Mo kind of hit it on the nose the most, but really it's auditing yourself, knowing where you're at, as that can be done through evaluation from you know, people who know the game and from yourself internally, from which, but honestly, just being very honest with yourself and open, because if you're not honest and open with yourself, you're going to be fooling yourself when you're trying to improve. You need to know what you need to work on. You need to know what you're struggling with. You need to watch film of you doing things wrong in order for you to correct them. So audit yourself. If you're in a situation where you feel like you need to get to make the JV team, make the varsity team, play in college, something like that, you're going to need to audit yourself, think about getting better. So looking at what you need to be doing to get better, be self-aware of what you can do better, what you need to adjust, what you need to do to adapt, and ultimately strengthening your strengths, limiting your weaknesses, and improving your game overall.
All right. All right. That was a great one.
Yeah.
Coach Mo, what do you have? Send us home.
Man, John, put pressure on me. Mine is stop talking about it and do it. Stop talking about it and do it. We hear so many players that, man, that guy is terrible. I can do this. I can cross him over. I can do this. Then do it. Lead your team. Then lead your team to a state championship. You say that you're the best, whatever. You say you're the best point guard. Get some more assists. Lead your team. Cover the guy that's on the team that's cooking you guys right now. Cover that guy. Oh, he has 30 on you? He's averaging 30? Hold him down at 15 this game. Go cover him. Stop talking about it. I love when somebody sits there in the crowd. The best thing we – Jan, you've been on that level. Shoot the ball. Do this. Do that. Do this. And you're looking in the crowd, and it's a guy that's probably never even been to a gym and done anything, and it's stop. But – the thing is, if you just go do your job, Brian touched me all the time, go do your job. Stop telling me that you're good. Stop telling me that you're this great player. Don't come to the camps and say, I'm ranked. No. That is great. Show me how to dribble right now. Show me how to lay up right now. Because guess what? When a recruiter comes and it comes to the games with you, they don't care about talk. They don't care about talk. They don't care about your dad and your mom sitting in a crowd holding a sign and talking about how good you are. They're looking at what is going on right now in this game. How do you lead this team? How do you look when you're down? How do you look at a loss? How do you handle a loss? How do you handle coming back? How do you handle not getting that playing time you thought you were going to get when the recruiters come? It's right now, shut up and put up. Just stop talking and show us what you have in every situation. Come to a camp and dominate. Go to your next game and dominate. Go train against your friend and dominate. Finish your workouts that John gives you online and finish them. You're not going to get better cutting corners. So now at this point, just go do it. I'm sick of hearing you talk. I understand that. You're great. You want a pat on your back? Can you show me? Just go do it. Do your job.
Do your job.
Love it.
I love that one. That's the thing we talk about a lot. You miss the shot, get back on defense. Nobody needs to see all the theatrics and all that. Oh, my. Throwing your arms up and all the other stuff about missing a shot. Get back on defense. Nobody cares. You'll get the next one. You may be, if you put yourself in a position on defense, you may actually get a turnover, and now you have another opportunity to score. But if you let your shoulders slump, and we talk about the boo-boo face all the time, you get the boo-boo face with your lip poked out, you're going to end up costing yourself opportunities on the other side of the floor. And eventually coaches do pay attention to that stuff. And we see it. John, Coach Mo and I talk about this all the time. We even see NBA players struggle with this. So it's not just a kid thing. It's a player development thing. Yeah. Get back into the game.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. I appreciate both of you fellas coming on. Hey, show up to the camp. Come out and see what we're able to. I'm saying this as somebody that's a firm believer and been watching Coach Mo for years, watching Coach Mo work. And John, I'm excited because Coach Mo's kind of really told me a lot about you and got me really excited to see you work. But I know that this is going to be a high quality camp. I know this is going to be a better offering than a lot of camps that get offered in the metro, because we're really focusing on quality. This is not somewhere where you're going to bring your kid. Now, parents, I'm putting this out there. If you're looking for somebody to babysit your kids on President's Day, Find somebody. It's cheaper just to pay somebody to babysit your kids on President's Day. Do not bring them out there, because we are focusing on developing basketball players. We're not focusing on babysitting a kid that's really not interested in this thing. And I know little kids that want to play, they're engaged enough to want to listen and learn. But if we're don't bring out kids that don't really want to come. We're not babysitting
kids.
That's not what this is for.
I will not be babysitting any kids.
I got two, and one of them might be on camera, might be running one of the cameras. We're serious about this thing. We're not coming out, you know, we respect your time. We respect your players, and to really want to deliver a high quality offering. And we know that we're not going to solve every single problem that they may have in a 2-hour session. But we're going to be having a lot of value in this with a lot of knowledge. We really want to emphasize this is going to be different than a lot of the other camps that you see. Even some of the camps that some of the big boys are putting on around here really deal with a lot of, hey, I just need to drop my kids off somewhere for a couple of hours to get away from them. So that's not what this thing is. I'm going to be scrolling our social media links to follow JQ Basketball Training and Coach Mo F. And also you'll see a tiny URL, CMA Prez Day. That's the link. That's a shortened version of the link. I'll be posting the link in the show notes so that you guys can see it. But we're really excited about this thing. And we're really hoping that you turn out, because we are looking forward to start planning the next one. All right.
Yep. I want to see you guys all there. Sign up. See you guys there. We are also we're also looking for sponsors. So if you are, and we'll have that in the notes too, if you are a sponsor that wants to sponsor the event, we'd love to have you do that. So any local people that want to sponsor that event, we'll be very grateful for that. If you want to sponsor a kid, we have people sometimes that just want to sponsor a kid to be there. Please, we'll have those notes down in there too. So come out. I think it'll be a great thing. Now, here's the thing. You have to register to be part of the camp. We're getting registrations, but we're getting people that are like, listen, if it's full, then you might see me outside after the camp and have people come out saying, man, you should have been there. What happened? Well, my mom registered the day of. No, you probably need to register now. Register now, especially after this podcast comes out, it's going to happen. Also, like us both, all of us on social media, any platform, like us, follow us. John has some great content. Coach Mo Athletics, me and Brian have some great content that we've all been doing for years. Follow us. Make us be the ones that you look at you, because we're trying to do it the right way. We're trying to help kids get better every day. And that is our goal for this camp, to just have you level up and be the best player that you can be. Please sign up.
Yep. All right. Coach John, do you have anything to send them home with?
Super excited to be coming out there. It's going to be a great camp where you're going to learn a lot. You're going to improve your game. You're going to gain confidence. You're going to gain awareness in live situations. You're just going to become a better player overall. So super humbled, super excited to come out there. Making the trip from South Florida, I'm leaving the sunshine to come out there. So it's going to be great, though. I'm super excited. Yeah, sign up. Can't wait to see you guys there.
All right. So that's what we got. Coach Mo, what's the date of the camp?
It's President's Day.
February 21st.
It's at Monday. And myself and John did talk before this. He will be around during the weekend. We'll work this out. He'll be around on Sunday as well. And if there's a couple of players that are more kind of elite players, or you consider yourself elite there, and you want to talk to him and kind of do a private kind of workout thing where it's with us, contact me. I can kind of see where we're at. We're not going to make that a huge amount of kids. We really want that to be kids that are really wanting to get more contact, and we'll get you guys set up for that as well.
All right. So, like I said, the social media links are trailing at the bottom of the screen. I appreciate your time. Thanks for tuning in. Again, this is Brian, Coach Mo, JQ. Thanks for showing up, bro. All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Peace.